Australian scientists are leading an international project to build an extremely powerful ground-based telescope. The scientists say the machine will provide a deeper and clearer look into space than the World's Space Telescope. The telescope's short name is MAVIS, that stands for as the world slowly recovers from the Corona Visible Imager and Spectrograph. It is designed to correct a problem common to Earth-based telescopes, image blurs. Officials are hoping the new scientists in Australia say the new technology will help them explore how the first stars formed 13 billion years ago. The telescope will also examine changes in the weather on planets and moons in our solar system. Images produced by MAVIS are expected to be 3 times clearer than the Hubble Space Telescope. Launched in 1990, Hubble orbits Earth from about 550 kilometers away, well outside the planet's atmosphere. Richard McDermott of Macquarie University in Sydney says the new telescope will change the way we explore space. He said the telescope will permit scientists to push into new frontier of the furthest and faintest things we can see. The new view will include the universe's earliest galaxies. This also means an exploration of the past, McDermott explained, because when we look far in astronomy, we are also looking far back in time, because it takes time for the light to reach us. The telescope will be placed in Chile and run by the European Southern Observatory, a research organization based in Germany. It is expected to take 7 years to build and cost $44 million. The MAVIS team is led by the Australian National University. The team also includes scientists from Macquarie University, Italy's National Institute for Astrophysics, and France's Laboratoire d'Astrophysique. The discovery was followed by a televised parade celebrating the moving of 22 royal mummies to their new home, the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. It is a large new building just south of the capital. The Red Sea town of Sharm el-Sheikh is well-liked by visitors and is now home to a new archaeological museum. The Cairo International Airport also houses a new museum. Officials have said they plan to open the new Grand Egyptian Museum next to the Giza pyramids by January. Prices to enter archaeological sites have been lowered, as has the cost of visas to enter the country. In 2019, foreign visitors brought an estimated $13 billion to the country as some 13.1 million people came to see its museums and archaeological sites. But in 2020, only 3.5 million foreign visitors came, Minister El Anani said. He added that the number of visitors had increased in the first months of 2021, but he gave no exact numbers. Egypt is a perfect destination for post-COVID, El Anani said, adding that most of the places to visit are open air. It is, however, unclear if Egypt has the virus under control. It has recorded more than 15,000 deaths and still seeing more than 1,000 new cases every day. Numbers are thought by many to be much higher. Officials have arrested doctors and others who question the government's actions or numbers. Egypt closed its borders completely until the summer of 2020, but later welcomed visitors back. They were permitted first to visit Red Sea towns. Now, they can go to the heart of the country, Cairo and the Nile River Valley, that holds most of its famous archaeological sites. Visitors still require a COVID-19 test result to enter the country. Amanda, a 39-year-old from Austria, returned to Egypt in May. It was her second visit in 4 years. "Once they opened, I came," she said. "It was my dream to see the pyramids again."